In the cold, hard winter of U.S. politics, in the dank, sweaty caverns beneath Washington's shiny monuments, we enter the Batcave of Count Richard Cheney, Vice President, and the fiendish vampire at the heart of the Bush administration. We find the Vice POTUS in deep discussion with the living head of Dr. Henry Kissinger, General Hugh Shelton, Defense Secretary Rumsfeld, and Homeland Security Chief Tom Ridge. Let us join them and listen along to Episode 53 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World.
Hell, Dick, it's all coming apart. Abba's aide says Brimmer's about ready to crack up. About every fourth person on the street's a foreign terrorist.
Just like Washington.
That's right. Well, not as bad as Washington, really.
Of course. No Democrats.
Well, gentlemen, what shall we do next?
You were supposed to have a plan a year ago, Dick.
We did have. Wolfowitz, Fife, and Pearl, and Elliot Abrams had a lovely plan all set to go. Of course, it didn't work.
Those darned old Iraqis kept wanting to run their own country.
Boy, those people sure are selfish.
The new American century cannot afford selfishness.
Except ours, of course.
That goes without saying.
Henry, you've been pushing that same dingbat plan since 1956. Are you sure this is gonna work?
Well, General, we do have one little fly in the soup.
Yes, the President! George!
Quite. Our biggest problem is the President.
Well, I don't know, he's pretty cooperative.
When he listens at all, he is. But he and Rove and Andy Codd and Karen Hughes think they know everything.
When it's you and your ilk who really know, right, sir?
It seems simple enough, doesn't it?
It isn't simple. Taking over the world is really very tricky.
You know, Henry, sometimes I think Nixon was right. You are nuts. But fun!
We can afford to say that we're 8,000 miles away from the car bombs.
We have to do something about those, Henry.
Well, we can't arrest all of Iraq.
Probably not, but it is a thought.
Masters, I just checked the periscope. The President's coming down. He's already on the escalator.
We could always seal the room and pretend we aren't home.
Henry, he won't cooperate at all if we don't talk to him.
I know, but he's so very frustrating.
Dick? Henry? Don?
In the conference cabin, Dick. George.
Hey, everybody.
Hello.
Mr. President.
Mr. President.
Hey, what am I going to do about old Aardvark?
Aardvark?
Yeah, Jose Aardvark, that Spanchard guy with a little mustache.
He means Jose Maria Aznar of Spain.
Ah, Aznar. Too bad about him. I doubt the socialists will be much help to us. Socialists aren't usually much help to anyone.
They always get so confused trying to be completely fair to everyone.
Yes, except the ones they shoot. George, we have to buy some more allies. General?
Well, Mr. President, we've been trying to find some Muslim governments to sign on.
Having any luck?
There's this little tiny island in the Lester Antibodies called Babalu. They aren't sure if they're Muslims or not. But we gave them some coffee, chocolate, and satellite dishes for their TVs. They'll find out and let us know. Otherwise, there's just Lithuania and Belize.
Cool. They Muslims?
Not exactly, George. Sir, there's even a couple of states threatening to secede from the U.S. if we don't make a real coalition.
Why we gotta have a coalition? We tough enough to handle
it's
about anything.
It's good PR, George. Without the coalition, we start looking like Hitler and Nazi Germany.
And we wouldn't want that, sir.
Of course not.
Well, I don't know. My dad says Reagan used to say Hitler got a bum rap on account of them Jews. I don't know which Jews them was, but if Reagan said Hitler was okay, that's good enough for me.
There, General, now you know why we need speechwriters.
Henry, you don't pay them enough.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing important, George.
Well, what am I supposed to do about Aardvark and Carrot?
I think he means Aznar and Kerry, Masters. Jose is planning to be Spain's Jerry Springer. He wants to do a chat show.
That should suit him. I'm afraid he just isn't cruel enough for modern politics. Odd being a Spaniard.
But we are, Count Cheney, aren't we?
More than cruel enough, Thomas.
Well, what about old John Carrot?
Kerry, George, he isn't our purview. We tried to tell Andy and Karen how to handle him. But Rove insists he knows how to run your campaign without our help.
Well, Kerry says a bunch of other leaders want him for president.
They probably do. It hardly matters.
And if Kerry begins to pull too far ahead, we have two good options. We can arrest him for treason and jail him under national security.
Me and General Shelton have already drawn up the plans.
Or, if he proves too dangerous, we simply pull a Dealey Plaza.
Dealey Plaza? What's that? We have him shot by several well-placed lone nuts.
Ashcroft's working on the plan while he recovers, sir.
Huh.
That legal? Why do you care?
Of course it's legal, George.
Well, after a fashion. Does it concern you, George?
Nope. Long as I win.
That's the spirit, dear boy. Win at all costs. You're the one with the vision for America, Mr. President. Democrats are all very dull.
Quite right, Donald. George, simply remember, it's going to be a long campaign. Your evil opponents will say many things.
Well, I thought you was the epitome evil.
Epitome, George. Pay attention. Your opponents will say many nasty things.
Most
but
of
we...
them, unfortunately, too.
Well, yes, but we shall always be ready with clever retorts for you.
No thanks.
What do you mean, no thanks?
Why have me some retorts with breakfast?
Mr. President, those were raspberry tarts.
Come back lines, Mr. President. We shall always have our writers ready with comeback lines.
Besides, we haven't really unleashed our pundits yet, sir.
Oh, that'll be ugly. I don't want to think about that.
We certainly hope it will.
What about them car bombs in Iraq?
We're just going through a phase, sir.
Yes, like teenagers.
So just let Ajnar, Burma, Madrid, Iraq, Afghanistan, and the rest melt from your mind, George. If you need to know anything, my spin machine will concoct it for you.
Well, okay. Hey, how come I never see that there spin machine of yours?
Oh, you don't want to see that, sir.
I've never seen it either.
You know, I've always wondered about that myself.
Well, Henry?
I don't think it's a very good idea, Richard.
Of course, if they see it now, we won't ever have to bother about it again.
What is it working on?
Kerry and Madrid and Baghdad, Master.
Oh, well. It's up to you, Richard.
Care to come along, Henry?
No, thank you. I will wait here.
All right. General, Secretary Ridge, George, come along. It's along here. Come, Rumsfeld.
Wait, I never see this door afore. Says spin room.
That's quite a door.
Reinforced. It was Henry's idea. All right, gentlemen. Remember, you were warned.
Enough.
Well, yeah.
I'm fine, thanks.
Yeah, that's creepy even for down here.
Donald, the door. Well, gentlemen.
Hey, that's pretty neat. I'll get one.
I'm sure glad my retirement's coming up soon.
Very good.
Come along, gentlemen. Bicarbonate and Tums in the dining cabin.
Episode 53 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World, was written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and the Average Network. All celebrities were impersonated by the Average Choral Society and Glee Club. Dr. Henry's spin machine can be purchased for 5 easy monthly payments of $49.99, $99.99, $99.99 at any Average store in your neighborhood. Shipping and handling are highly recommended. This is Pablo T. Fly for the Average Network. Stay tuned!